Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Great morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. I am so glad that you could tune in and be with us. We have some exciting shows coming up for you, so please make sure you stay tuned. Keep it locked right here on All About Entrepreneurs. If you are an entrepreneur, or if you know someone that is an entrepreneur, or perhaps you are not yet an entrepreneur, but you have those plans, thoughts, and ideas of doing that in the future, then this is the right radio show for you. Now, we come to you live each and every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So put it on your calendar, put it in your iPads, put it wherever you need to put it at so you can make sure that you are plugged in and tuned in, because we are about to go like on a roller coaster ride. We are going to be going fast with topics that can help you succeed as an entrepreneur. You know, being an entrepreneur, one of the reasons that people go into business, one of the reasons, there are several, but one of the main reasons to go into business for yourself, to be an entrepreneur, is to make a profit. See, people can do things for the fun of it because they really love it. They're not necessarily there to make a profit. And for that, we may refer to that as what? You've heard the term before. It's a hobby. It's wonderful to have great, wonderful hobbies. However, if you're talking about being an entrepreneur, now that's a whole nother ball game. It's totally opposite, totally different than just having a hobby or doing something occasionally because you simply love to do it with no real thoughts or plans. And though you may have thoughts and plans for it, but certainly no plans for a profit. When you're an entrepreneur, you must plan for the profit. If you want to see one, if you want to see yourselves rise to the level that you have profits. So for those of you who are entrepreneurs, this is a place to be. We're going to teach you about marketing. We're going to teach you about social media. We're going to teach you about digital marketing. We're going to teach you about leadership. I mean, you're going to know everything you need to know about your business by staying tuned to this show. Now, there are topics that we're going to bring you that will only be a tip of the iceberg, and for more information to to go deeper to learn more, you may have to attend a training session, or you may have to get a book or some other information on the topic. And at those times when we give out that, when we come to those types of information sessions, we will definitely let you know where you can go to get more. Now, some of you, you love tuning into the radio show. You love what you're hearing, but you need more hands-on. You want someone to really work with you to bring your business ideas to fruition. You want someone to bounce your ideas off of. For that, you may want some coaching services, and for you can contact me after the broadcast for that, or simply go to www.coachlilisa.com. That's right, you can go to coachlilisa.com, and right there you can sign up to work with me as a coach. One of the programs that I'm teaching is through the Release Your Power coaching program. So through that program, I teach you the basic 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And in addition to that, you can talk about your business and making your business a success. So I am excited about the show this morning, Monday. Now, every day we're here, we talk about business and success, personal development. You know, if you want your business to grow, your mind has to first grow. If you want your business to expand, your mind has to expand. If you want to change any part about your business in terms of making it a success, then your mind has to change and to be made a success. And that's one of the reasons that we start with the Release Your Power program for people. Because until you get a mind, as an entrepreneur, or if you want to be a success, it doesn't matter really. You could be a student, a parent, an employee. And if you want to be a success at what you're doing, your mind has to first be in the right place. You know, there are a lot of people who have riches, who have fame, fortune, but yet and still they took their own lives. Or they did things to ruin their life because their mind wasn't in the right place. You got to have your mind in the right place. There are people who had wonderful marriages, or so it seemed, but yet still ended in divorce, still ended in some type of tragedy. And I believe it's all because of their mindset. And so the Release Your Power program is a program that helps you change your mindset. Because unless your mindset changes, nothing else will. Okay, says nothing changes. Hello, your mind controls your actions, and so you don't have to worry about doing certain behaviors or acting a certain way or having a certain attitude if you don't connect it with the mind. And so this is a very powerful teaching, Release Your Power, because it helps you control your mind, get in touch with your mind, tap into the unlimited power of your mind. Yes, that's why it says release your power. You have so much power in your mind. So as an entrepreneur, you got to get your mind right. You want to make a lot of profits, you got to get your mind right. You know, I said I was going to talk this morning about the politics of profits, you know. And a lot of people have so dissed politics, and they don't see the connection for it. their businesses. But let's face it, you're the economy, the state of the economy directly impacts your business. Yes, it does. The state of the economy directly impacts your business. And your business directly impacts the economy. And so to say, to be a business owner and to not understand politics is that basically you're like going into the whole thing blind, or you have a blind side that can just come and wipe you out. It's like when a tornado hits, or a hurricane, or a tsunami. It's like you never saw it coming. So as an entrepreneur, you need to understand the basics of politics. Every entrepreneur needs that. You see, it's the politicians that decide, all right, commerce. You know, the United States has a Secretary of Commerce. Commerce is another word for business. So right there in the federal government of the United States, there is a person who is responsible for how businesses get what they get and are able to do what they do. And you, business owner, male or female, male, woman or man, you need to understand politics, possibly even get involved with some politics. It's definitely in your local area. Oh, yes, you do. Because politics and entrepreneurship or business go hand in hand. Let me show you that one more time. And so for those of you who just tuned in, welcome to the broadcast. This morning, Monday morning. Wow. It's absolutely a great morning. And I am happy to be here. I'm happy that you're here. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us here on All About Entrepreneurs. Definitely, you know, check out some of our upcoming webinars. Webinars, yes. You can go to our webinar page right there on the internet, and you can simply go to anymeeting.com, anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams, and it'll take you right to a whole slate of webinars that you can attend. Some webinars, you can find a webinar that is just right for you, or the webinar that you would like to join, and you can click on and you can learn about different topics. But one of the topics, and I'll probably do a webinar about it, I'll probably do politics 101 for entrepreneurs. Again, entrepreneurs, you need to understand the very basics of politics. And I understand that a lot of people feel like those are the two things. They don't like to talk about politics and religion. I don't understand, because you can use politics to turn profits. All right? Why? Because, again, politics and business go together. I mean, you can't have one without the other. You know, business is a part of our economics, it's a part of the family, it's a part of the community, and so is politics. You wouldn't have a family if it wasn't for certain laws, certainly in this country. You wouldn't have the communities as successful as they are without the various laws. And if you're an entrepreneur, oh my goodness, you're leaving money on the table because you don't understand politics, or you don't understand how certain laws affect your business or impact your business, and how your business can impact. Podcast, I want you to definitely stay plugged in. So you definitely need to several things you can do. You can text release my power to 22828. This text, release my power to 22828. And you can join our email list. And therefore, I can keep up with you and let you know. You don't have to worry about me selling your email. I don't even know how to do that. So you don't have to worry about that. But definitely, if you want to keep in touch, we have newsletters coming out with other information. So you definitely can just do that. So just text release my power to 22828. Also, you can simply connect with me on Facebook or Twitter at facebook.com/CoachLalisa. And there's also pages and groups on Facebook for Release Your Power. So before All About Entrepreneurs, as well as Release Your Power too, but you can go right there, and we have a group page, we have an event page right there on Facebook for All About Entrepreneur, and that way you can keep up with these webinars, these information sessions where you can go and learn. But I'm telling you, if you are not tapping into the political arena, you're absolutely leaving dollars on the table. Now, I don't have an exact percentage of how much, but who can afford to leave any amount on the table? No one. If you're in business, you're in business to make a profit. And therefore, I mean, having more profit allows you to hire staff, donate money, give to charity, expand and grow your business, reach more customers, improve the employees that you have by offering them training. Do you know that if you were an organization, trust me, check this out. Now, this is where politics and profits come in, because this is politics. If you had a business where you could offer your employees training, do you know you could attract better employees? You can attract as we say in the HR industry, the best and the brightest by offering training techniques in leadership, computers, multimedia, social media, communication skills, leadership skills, and such. But if you could offer that, that's a political move, because now you've outsmarted your competitors and you can now get the best and the bright. And when you get better employees who are better trained, they're going to do a better job for your company, and then your company will experience greater profits. So it's important to understand these simple things, or should I say, not so simple, but yet very easy to implement. So you want to definitely make sure that you are truly, truly, truly on the point with understanding politics and how it can work for your business, okay? You want this to work for your business. And it can work. And you don't want to be, see, you'll have the edge the better you understand politics over your competitor who says, I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want any parts of in politics. No. Let me say this again. As an entrepreneur, it is critical that you get involved in politics. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and run for senator. Employees, oh my goodness, let me tell you something. This is going to make such a huge, huge impact to your success as an entrepreneur. So what I want you to do is, I definitely want you to go to my Facebook page, stay connected. There's Facebook page All About Entrepreneurs. Definitely stay connected, because I'm going to do some workshops, because I don't have enough time here. This is only a 30-minute show. You can't possibly expect me to go into detail about what you need to know as it relates to politics and how you can get started. What are some steps that you can absolutely implement and take that will put you in a better standing and that will position you properly where you need to be as it relates to politics and understanding what politics is, how it works, how it impacts you, how you impact it, why you need to be aware of what you're impacting, and as a business owner, why you need to be aware of the political environment. As a matter of fact, as an entrepreneur, you need to understand all of the, there's about four major and about nine minor environments that impact your entrepreneur, impacts your everyday business. Over the past 4 years, the politicians in Washington have made some decisions about the budget and about funding the economy and growing the economy. And there have been individuals who have lost jobs because of that. And because they have lost jobs, their spending, or their income, rather, has gone down, has significantly decreased. And also, their buying power, their spending power, has also decreased. So therefore, they cannot purchase your products or services. They cannot hire you. They cannot do business with you. And that is just a little simple example of the political cycle process to show you how you're connected to politics. Okay, because politics is connected to the society and you're from the society. Here's another way that it can impact a business owner. Again, because of laws that are made or not made, budgets that are approved or not approved by politicians, funding doesn't go forth to the communities, out to society, to the business owners in that community that are in society, and therefore, as a business owner, you're not able to get, let's say, a loan to expand your business or purchase new equipment to have better processes for your business to improve your productivity, to help you cut your initial cost. There's so many ways. I mean, even the politics as it relates to a global environment, laws that are made here that impact other nations that we rely on for certain products and services, or they rely on us. Trade, tariffs. I mean, you need to understand what it means to be involved in trade and global marketing and global environment. So those are some of the things we're going to be teaching entrepreneurs. Because why? Because it's all about entrepreneurs. I want to start a business. To become entrepreneurs, correct? And from that same household, the household has needs. So they go and they purchase things. Washer and dryer, living room furniture, bedroom furniture, baby furniture. They purchase food. Where? From businesses. Okay? And you also have, from that same household, you have people who maybe go out to work and do what? Make an income. To do what? Bring it back into the household. And use the same money for those goods and services. And or from that same household, you could save your money and go start a business. So the politics and profits go hand in hand. So like right now, in an economy where people say, the economy is bad, I can't make money. Well, no, it's not that you can't make money, but you may have to restructure, you may have to innovate, you may have to retool, re-engineer to fit these economic times. So no, you may not be able to make money in the way in these economic times, you certainly probably can't expect to make your money the way you did 10 years ago or the way it was done 5 years ago, 20 years ago. However, you can still make money in this economy. Okay? And even though the politicians may have something to do with the way the economy is going, but you don't have to let that stop you from doing that. And again, get involved at the local level, at your state level, at the county level, at the national level. Get involved in politics so that you can be an influencer, so that you can understand how important it is and the huge, huge impact that businesses have on the politics. And you need to know that. And so that's basically what we wanted to talk to you about today. We're out of time. This has been Coach Lalisa. And definitely, please go to my Facebook page, go to Twitter, and absolutely tweet all about entrepreneurs. You can say what you liked about the show, what you got out of the show. You can say that you listened to the show with Coach Lalisa. And I got this right from another person, but I like it, so I really want to use it. I want you to go to Twitter or go to Facebook and just type in, you know, I enjoyed the show today. I really want to know more about politics or whatever. And just put the hashtag, you know, the little pound sign, and put pound sign all about entrepreneurs. Okay? All about entrepreneurs. All one word, no spaces. And I'll see how many of you actually did that, and then I'll make some comments back on that, and I'll actually do it as well. But I can see your comments. Just tell me how much you enjoyed the show, what you got out of the show, what parts you want to follow up with. So until tomorrow, we'll have Professor Terry Benjamin. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Have a great and powerful day.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.